Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is This Week in YouTube, episode 27, recorded October 21st, 2013. The Justin Bieber of YouTube. This episode of This Week in YouTube is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code TWIYT10. And by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/TWIYT. Hello and welcome to This Week in YouTube. I'm Chad Johnson. This is a show that is made for you, the YouTube creator. You're out there working hard, making videos, trying to become the next famous person. Lamar Wilson. You're going to become the next Lamar Wilson.
The next me.
Yes.
Yeah. You could be me in like 2 months and then you just go right past.
Yeah.
This is not a high bar at all.
I've been trying. What are you talking about? It's a hard thing to do.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. You know, still battling the throat thing. You hear, I got a frog in there today. It's been good. Had a good weekend.
What did you do over the weekend?
This weekend, I ran down to kind of visit the Staples Center area because I'd never been down there, and I ran into a fan or viewer of mine. And so, you know, I actually incorporated him in my video for today.
Oh, cool.
Which is cool. Yeah. And then I went to a Music for Education benefit concert thing yesterday just to support the kid who sings my intro.
Oh, yeah.
Tay Brooks. He was performing. So. Went to support. It was in Hollywood, and so that was fun. Other than that, I've been catching up on Enterprise. I'm in season 2 right now. I'm a hardcore Trekkie.
I was like, you're into Enterprise Tech? That seems like a really interesting.
Yeah, Padre should have me.
Yeah.
On this show. Yeah, I don't know why I'm on
Enterprise.
This show.
Enterprise. But... yes. Okay. Star Trek Enterprise.
Yeah, the first one. Well, not the. I mean, the latest one, but it was based on. The first Enterprise.
The one on the Sci-Fi Network.
With Scott Bakula.
Yeah. Or maybe I may be wrong about Sci-Fi
Network. It's awesome. I had never watched it. And
cool.
So I'm doing that. Going for that. It's fun.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, you all in the chat room saying it sucks. You suck.
Enterprise. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Yeah, I know.
You shut up.
Threw me off from the theme song alone. Yeah. Yeah.
I love them. I love them.
Yeah. You know what?
Enterprise sucks.
Doesn't suck, Lamar. YouTube. No, that was a horrible transition.
Speaking of television.
Yeah. Speaking of television, let's do that. We have a really cool infographic of television numbers versus YouTube numbers. And it's really nice because it puts it in perspective, kind of what's happening in the YouTube space versus the television space. Right off the bat, you start off with high earners. And you were talking a little bit about this. This isn't confirmed exactly how much these people are making, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's because there's no way you could know, but like you could do basic numbers and you could just use like a regular CPM, like a $3 or $4 CPM, which most people are getting around this time that are big earners. And you just kind of look at views and you know, if you do the math correctly, you can see what amount of views PewDiePie or Jenna Marbles or Toby Turner are getting, that they're most likely generating this income. They will never say it. YouTube will never say it. And they, you know, what I respect about them is they still present themselves in a very user-friendly way, or just like, hey, I'm just like you.
A humbling way. I mean,
thank you, that's the word. Very humble.
You cannot survive on YouTube if you're not humble and kind of just yourself.
I feel like they have someone who tells them once they start getting paid a certain amount of money, you know, you might want to still just wear jeans from Target. You might want to just dress regularly. You know, that's why I have this Target shirt on. I'm a billionaire, but I just wear this to be like you, the commoner.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a great tip. You should put that in the tip section later on in the show. And then next we get into viewership. So, you know, obviously we tend to have pretty accurate numbers on how much a television show gets viewed or how much a television network gets viewed. And then, of course, we can just see the numbers on YouTube. And this is where it gets interesting to me, because if you're there's a few different angles that you have to realize when we're looking at these. One is that these are users. These are not networks. I am interested to think of what an actual network number would correlate to, say, CBS or something like that.
Yeah, but when you look at, okay, so look at the first one. You see PewDiePie by himself as a one-man show gets 2.1 million. Now, it doesn't say is it prime time, is it a certain day, a certain night, you know, right. Like what time slot. But it looks like CBS on its own only generates and they have a lot of shows, 5.37 million.
I wonder if down here, so USA Networks gets 2.7 down here on the lower end.
Mm-hmm.
So still more than PewDiePie.
Yeah, but one person versus
right
many, you know, it's just like, you know, back in the day was just the one iPhone versus many Android. And it's like, yeah, Android is selling more, but yeah, you got 100 phones. You better be, you know,
right.
Versus one. It's the same thing here. They should be doing better than one YouTuber, of course.
Right, absolutely. And this is interesting also because in my perspective, all that the YouTube numbers are going to do is seem to, or at least traditionally what they've done, is grown. So far. I mean, it seems like they're still on an upward slope and they would catch up eventually.
Mm-hmm.
It's very humbling I've used humbled twice now in this episode, that we still have a lot more to aim for. We have a lot more growth built in, and someone who wants to, you know, join, you know, I who worries about it being maybe too large, too big to jump in now. It seems like there's still growth potential in the YouTube market. Next, we get in kind of to a weird sort of area. This is it seems like we have most viewed videos of all time on YouTube next to the most viewed TV shows
from August
12th to the 18th. And we have Psy Gangnam Styles versus Duck Dynasty season. This seems like the weirdest matching of, anyway, and of course, Gangnam Style has 1.7 billion to only 11 million views. This is kind of a really weird,
I mean, it's
pairing.
Yeah,
it's a little,
that video had months to grow to that.
And
this is a week worth a season premiere of a show.
That
hasn't had
Justin
a chance
Bieber's
to get.
Baby is on here. I mean, that was released a long time ago.
And they compared that to the Under the Dome?
Under the Dome. And this is like a week of television. So anyway, it gets a little bit weird. It gets even like weirder when it goes to viewing time. They couldn't even be bothered to do the conversion from like this has.
They got really lazy here.
Yeah, they got kind of lazy. It's like 22.3 hours of YouTube per month versus 9 minutes a day. You do the math yourself. Figure out what that means.
Yeah. You do it.
Anyway,
That's weird.
Yeah,
the one that's interesting. No, I'm sorry, I'm not interrupting you.
No. Yes. There's one more. I was like, screw these. Move on.
Yeah, let's move on. But no, this next one is pretty interesting. Just talking about the different devices, and you know, we have YouTube users using view more than 1 billion videos daily on mobile devices, which we have a story that we probably should talk about next or coming up. And then TV is 30 million. Is this a big surprise? I mean, who watches TV on their mobile devices like lately? Like now it's starting. Say if you're just saying a stream from your cable, that's still growing. You know, cable boxes are still allowing, unless you're just talking about iTunes downloads or Amazon downloads or Google Play or something like that. I'm not sure where they're measuring from, because this phone even has an antenna.
Yeah. So, look at this
really
iPhone with this giant antenna.
It's an iPhone with an antenna. So I'm really wondering.
I mean, if you're sitting down to watch something live on television, it's an event. You're probably going to want to share it with either someone sitting next to you or maybe just by yourself. But normally, it's an event that you show up for. It makes a lot of sense that for on-demand content, you would aim for a mobile device instead of your television. This is kind of an obvious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get into the amount of average American has spent online watching videos per month. It increased by 3.8 hours. And
that's not surprising.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, more and more stuff is coming online. So it just right. kind of makes sense.
Right.
I guess the question, and maybe this is just a question to ponder on for the audience, is do we see television and YouTube or whatever online medium pops up to compete with YouTube? Are they competing with television, or is it simply just going to be either two isolated things, or they're just going to marry each other? I mean, because increasingly you're starting to see TV shows go online. I mean, right now we see actual TV shows go on Netflix. Those are really successful. I just saw a tweet that said Orange is the New Black, which is a original series on Netflix. That's the most viewed original content ever. It surpassed even the political one. I forgot what it was called.
Oh yeah, House of Cards.
House of Cards. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting, and that's something that YouTube has the pockets to do. They can grab a show like that and put it on YouTube, and they have the Google Play integration. There's don't worry about it. They can offer it for free or pay. So it's going to be interesting. Are they going to be competitors or kind of? I just slapped on my microphone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have any thoughts in that chat?
I mean, I definitely think that there's always going to be room in this space for a television style piece of video. In my point of view, I see television becoming something similar to radio and movies, where it needs to find a niche to fill and then do that thing really well. Like, radio does really well in the car because you can't watch something, and you need content specifically made for audio only. And perhaps radio should look more into mobile apps that will deliver to the car, because no one really wants to tune your radio anymore. They also do really good at local. And so I think that's where television will probably morph to in the distant future. And then they'll be complementary on the online space. You'll have people like us who are personality-driven and lifestyle-driven. And then you'll have shows like, Modern Family that will use the internet as a distribution platform to complement their television, is what I believe.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I was just thinking really quick before we move on to the next story that this weekend I found a friend of mine has the gaming channel. And I'm starting to slowly get into enjoying some of these channels. But I was just thinking while watching his, and I was looking at the people I subscribe to in general. And I was like, I have enough content here, because I was considering getting cable just so I could have it. Mm-hmm. It's like it's another almost $100 a month. And I was like, there's enough content that I watch and I subscribe to that, when I put it in a playlist, on my iPad to go to Chromecast, like there's enough stuff there for me to watch. I don't need TV. Like I have all this free entertainment that I'm willing to sit to watch a 15 second ad for.
Here's my question: when you moved out of on your own for the first time, did you buy cable?
You mean back in the day?
Back in the day.
Oh yeah,
years and years ago.
Yeah,
me
absolutely.
And people younger than me never have and never will. I like the second you move out of your parents' place and you have your own place, that extra $100 a month is outrageous, and you are not going to spend that. You're going to buy internet, and then for the next 3 years until you, or even 10 years until you can finally afford that $100 a month, you're going to teach yourself how to not use cable.
Well, see, back in my day, the internet was still growing.
Yeah, no, yeah, you didn't have you didn't have it. No, I'm not blaming you.
No. I'm gonna be honest. If I had that opportunity, because I tend, I'm older than this generation that's doing it, but I tend to follow what this generation is doing because I'm in online media, and so I cut the cord. It's a hassle because I have to remember some things are on Hulu, some things are on Netflix. I can't watch this for 24 hours, or I got to wait. It's a hassle. Cable is very simple with the DVR. I had a TiVo, I understood it. It was simple. So but I think we still need to smooth this out. Like what you all are doing you get your stuff from different sources, but I think eventually that's what maybe what YouTube is going to do in the future.
Yeah.
Is, hey, we're the one-stop destination for everything. You don't need Hulu. You don't need Netflix. You don't need all these channels. Go to one place and watch everything.
Yeah.
And that replaces the TiVo. That replaces the DVR that we currently have in most living rooms around the world.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you want to talk about mobile or do you want to talk about a website next?
We can talk about this mobile. We're already on the subject.
Cool. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So recently, TechCrunch reported on an article that 40% of YouTube's current traffic is now mobile traffic.
It's huge.
Last year, that number in 2012 was at 25%. And the year before that, in 2011, was 6%.
I mean, talk about a jump.
Yes.
Okay, so there's a few factors here. Number one, I mean, people have had phones, smartphones for a few years, mm-hmm. you know. So, but what it is that the internet has gotten better on mobile. You know, 3G is kind of finally starting to go away. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, 4G is coming, and you can watch viewable video.
Any phone you get
now.
That's like even the free contract phone on almost mm-hmm. any carrier will be 4G capable, basically.
Yeah, because it's just easier. It's right. just easier on their network. So it's just easier. It's easier to watch. The Apple deal where Apple stopped making a YouTube app, and so Google was able to make it, allowed them to make a better app.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they put their ads and revenue in there, but still, like, it's a lot easier to use. And it's universal. It looks the same if I get an iOS device or Android device because I go back and forth. And it's a consistent look and feel. And so, yeah, this is not surprising, but it lets us know why Google rushed to get, you know, Apple out of the way so they could make their app, because they knew this traffic was going to come. And if you take almost half of the views off the website that didn't have ads at the time, that would have been
40%. Like,
yeah, that would have been a big deal.
Most people might think that that's like less than half. Not 40% is so close to half.
It's such a big number.
All the views. It is astounding. It is astounding.
Yeah. And like I said, music videos take up a percentage of that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many Vivo videos are allowed to be watched on mobile. I'm assuming a good portion of them, but there is a Vivo app as mm-hmm. well. But I think a good portion of those. Yeah, you know, you just got these teenagers that. School's over, or you know, or they got a break, they flip on and they see what's happening really quick. It's just a huge opportunity. And just as a side note, YouTube is rolling out mobile notifications. So we keep talking about it. They have them, but they won't let you modify them. Like, I get one a day from a random channel that I subscribe to. I never, you know, and I would like to be able to say, okay, these are the 10 channels that I want to get notifications from. And they haven't given us that option yet. So hopefully soon, because that's I think that'll just drive more traffic.
One final question. Do you think that we need to change our content to focus on mobile in some way? Does it need to be even shorter? Does it need to maybe have annotations in it? Is there anything?
I know they're working on annotations right now, but right now the annotations are so wonky on desktop that I almost hate using them even today when I uploaded them. Yeah. Because some videos just have too many going on. As far as the length, yeah, I think people will watch as entertaining as you are. Like okay, so maybe they won't watch a 20-minute gaming video on mobile if they're just they only got 5 minutes to spare.
Well, here's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
Is from what I've noticed is the people who are watching those playthroughs are young, like 14 and under.
Okay.
And they will spend hour, like from just
interesting
watching kids that come to the brick house on their iPads, they will spend hours watching YouTube videos on their iPads. That's not scientific at all. That's just observation.
Wow. Okay.
But I definitely agree. Maybe annotations need to get out of there.
Make your video content, you know, very high quality because it looks nice on a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Audio is important.
Mm-hmm.
As I learned this last week, with a camera didn't have the best audio, so I had to get rid of that.
Yeah.
I think those are the things, you know, good lighting, fast paced. So yeah. It has to be something that keeps their attention going.
Yeah.
Good question.
Thanks. Okay, so now we've come to the amazing part of the episode where we have to thank one of our sponsors, and what a great sponsor it is, Squarespace.
Love them.
Squarespace.com is an exceptional place for you to go there, create your own website, blog, or online portfolio. I know lots of people that need a website. It is not a want, it is a requirement, but their websites just aren't that great. Everything is solved with Squarespace. They have beautiful design templates that you can choose from, but these won't always just look like templates because it's so easy to go in and customize every template. You have easy sliders and menus. I mean, this isn't like you need to go dig into the code, change a number, hit refresh and see what happened. You get to see it all happen right in front of your eyes. And with over 20 templates, you can start at something that you don't have to build from scratch. It's really, really great. On top of that, it's pretty inexpensive, coming in at $8 a month. And this includes everything that you need. This isn't like an introductory price. This includes your hosting. If you get a year, you get a free domain name with that. And this is, of course, the website that sits on top of that hosting. Mobile, as we were just talking about, is huge, and every one of these templates are mobile optimized. Every single design automatically includes a unique mobile experience that matches the style that you've already created. Now, if you're like maybe one of us that wants to sell something in the future, every single Squarespace site is commerce ready with super powerful tools for flexible e-commerce in your website. This works with every single Squarespace template, and it also allows you to sell not only physical goods but digital goods. So you could sell a music CD and MP3s for that musical CD, or you could sell a hardcover physical book and then also sell an ebook. It understands both. You have a single interface, a single dashboard for order management, tracking orders, customizable customer emails, and printing shipping labels and adding coupons as well. And these stores will work in the US, UK, Canada, Australia, Belgium, France, Germany, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Spain. There's so many different countries that this works with. So, if you want a free trial, you don't have to give them a credit card, nothing like that. Head on over to squarespace.com and just sign up. You don't even need our offer code. But if you decide that you do want to pay for it, then just use TWIYT10. When you sign up for that free trial, you get 2 weeks absolutely free. And if you use that offer code TWIYT10, you will get 10% off to show your support for This Week in YouTube. And we thank Squarespace for their support of This Week in YouTube. Head on over there, play around, check it out, and learn what it is, what a great, great service it is. So, New Media Rockstars, who we have used as a source for stories in the past, have done something a little bit new-ish.
Because their name has new.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. Right.
They have come back from the dead.
Yeah. They are The Walking Dead. So, we reported on this some time ago. New Media Rockstars, one of my favorite blogs. Sorry for my throat. It's just like closing on me. One of my favorite blogs out there. Just their investor pulled out, and they were left without any funding, so they had to close. Well, turns out that one of the Maker founders, or CEO, Danny Zappin, who's not with Maker anymore, he bought New Media Rockstars, put the old CEO back in place, Benny Lau, and now they're up and running again, which is a great thing for YouTube, because it just left us Tube Filter, and don't get me wrong, I like Tube Filter a lot, but sometimes you need competing voices.
Yeah.
And it's online space. And they just don't talk about YouTube. I mean, it's anything new media.
Right.
And it's an interesting site that definitely needs more viewers. And, you know, this is not a promotion for them. I'm just happy that they're back and happy someone invested in them.
Yeah. And it's funny, they even mention in this blog post that because Danny is the former CEO of Maker Studios, they're like, if for some reason Danny goes crazy and does something newsworthy, don't worry, we'll cover it too. Like, you know, it's kind of it is a little bit weird. There is sort of a conflict of interest there, that New Media Rockstars kind of does report on people like Danny Zaplin. Anyway,
yeah, but the fact that he's not at Maker anymore, so he's not, I think that kind of alleviates that problem. If Maker had bought this, they definitely would have been a conflict.
There was an article mentioning that I think he's even sent a public like he's suing Maker for how they kicked him out. It seems like bad blood between him and Maker. I doubt that would give Maker a competitive edge with New Media Rockstars.
Yeah, and it was funny because I believe Danny was part of this whole Ray William Johnson thing where New Media Rockstars covered, like they gave Ray William Johnson's part of the story mm-hmm. against Danny and against Maker, and then he turns out to be the person who buys it. So it'll be interesting to see how the news flows, if it is fair or not, because if it isn't, I'm going elsewhere.
We have another great story from CNET that the headline of this spit take. It says AOL dethrones Google as the top of video ad rankings.
Can we say that again, please?
AOL has toppled Google, now I'm paraphrasing, for video ad rankings. The thing that YouTube is built off of, AOL is doing better at it.
AOL. So let's, America Online.
Let's dive into this a little bit. first, Lamar, what did we learn from the article?
Yeah, so basically this was based on the Comscore for September, and it was based on Google, AOL topping Google as the property with the most video ads watched. So that is a very specific thing, not video ads served, video ads that were watched. 3.7 billion compared to YouTube's or Google as a whole, 3.2 billion. Now, we talked about this a little earlier, and I know when it comes to, like, let's just say Engadget is a property. Engadget puts a video up, their AOL property. They put a review video up. You have to watch the pre-roll. There's not a skip option. There's a 15, 30 second, but you're willing to sit there because you want to see the review. And they just don't have a skip option, whereas YouTube does.
Right.
So
anytime you see any video on any AOL owned blog, which is quite a few now.
Quite a few now. Is Gawker owned by them? I'm not sure.
I think so.
I think so.
I mean, AOL, I know they own Engadget.
TechCrunch.
Yeah, TechCrunch. Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of AOL properties out there. Anytime there's a video on any of those and there's pre-roll and you can't skip it, that's being served by AOL's ads. And that is the determining factor, is that they don't offer an option to skip. On YouTube, 9 times out of 10, I click skip.
But there's something else to this. It shows that AOL is really making some good video content.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talked about some of the series that they made. They made a tech series with Justine. They made some comedy series. They made a NASCAR series. There's a Justin Bieber of NASCAR. I'm not kidding. That's what they call him. This guy, but he has an AOL series that's really popular.
Can I just call myself the Justin Bieber of YouTube?
No. Please. Well, okay. See, that's the title.
Oh man.
Chad is the Justin Bieber of YouTube.
Not what I was aiming for.
But now, yeah, this could completely shocked me because.
And also, it's not user-created. Almost all of this is created from an AOL property.
Yes.
That blows my mind.
Yeah. So it made me wonder, like, there was just news out that Google finally made a deal with Facebook to serve ads, to share ads with some kind of revenue over there finally. So I'm sure this will change now that they got into Facebook, but that's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
A a company that people still
Google is in a built tech on field, advertisement.
They still make fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
But AOL is doing quite well. Mm-hmm. I would work with them. AOL, I've told you this before. I will leave this show. No, I wouldn't. I'm kidding. I love this show.
This show doesn't mean anything. AOL,
I'm
let's
not
talk.
Going anywhere.
Let's talk. Yeah.
Call me. It was so much money, though. Seriously.
That's insane. It really is insane. But how do you join? You can't. I mean, they got to be bought by AOL.
Yeah. Yeah. Huffington Post was one of the latest ones. But yeah, dude.
Right.
First, they overtook Facebook and the video views. Now Google and ads are. So mm-hmm. AOL, guys, is coming back.
So CNN reported also on a documentary, which has been out for a while now. It's been out for...
I saw one, yeah.
I think it's been out for a few months, called Please Subscribe. Mm-hmm. And they had a really great write-up. This is basically just an article recommendation for you guys to check it out. It's called YouTubers, Please Subscribe Can Earn Them Fame and Money, or just money.
Yeah, and look who's in the front, my best friend.
Oh, look at that guy.
Hey, Sunday.
I think I know him.
Yeah, he don't know what smile means, I tell you. But anyway, if you like click the, yeah, you see the different YouTubers they feature. And the article is really good. It's basically, you know, talking about how YouTubers, you know, make a living and how, you know, how they earn their money and, you know, the YouTube fame and all that that comes with it. So very interesting. You get profiles on Tay Zonday, Weezy Waiter, and quite a few other people. One quote, a parent's 2-year-old can't stop singing Chocolate Rain at bedtime. I've never had that problem.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I've been able to go to sleep without singing Chocolate Rain.
I have not been able to go to sleep singing Lamar Wilson just over and over.
Yeah, you know what? I sing my own song to myself.
Over and over, absolutely. So you can check out this article. It's in our show notes. If you head on over to the wiki, that's what Theater Monkey does after the show. Makes
it's awesome.
Show notes. You can also go to twit.tv/TWYYT for a link to that Wikipedia as well. And it's time. Audible.com. Lamar, have you heard of this service, Audible.com?
Not only have I heard of it, I've already downloaded a couple books and I'm going to be doing some more. They've got me hooked. I never thought I would get back to audio stuff. I'm just being honest. I'm a video guy.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to audiobooks, which is surprisingly interesting.
It's great.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to sit down and look at the video, and books are the perfect way to expand your brain. I absolutely love listening to audiobooks when I'm doing chores, when I'm stuck in the car. It makes almost when I'm at the gym, almost any activity that seems boring and that is just like a meaningless task. If I throw Audible into the mix, it makes it really, really enjoyable. Audible is the leading provider of audio books. They also have really great courses online from great professors, and they even have periodicals from those papers, newspapers. There you go.
those things we don't read anymore, right?
Exactly. You listen to them. Now you're going to just listen to them.
Yeah.
They have more than 150,000 different things that you can buy and get on audible.com. Here's how it works. When you go to audiblepodcast.com/TWIYT, you can just test it out. You get a free audiobook of your choice. And then you're signed up for one book every month. You get a credit every month, and you can spend that credit on a book. So you kind of accumulate credits over time. Sometimes I have like 3 or 4 credits sitting around, and so I can kind of buy like a few books in a series and get them all. And it's just absolutely great. A book that I'm listening to right now is by Bill Bryson. Bill Bryson is he created A Short History of Nearly Everything, which I've absolutely loved. This is One Summer, America. That's it. America 1927. This is history, but it is one of the reasons I love listening to Bill Bryson is one, he reads it. Two, the way he writes, he makes history fantastically awesome to listen to. This is literally just history of one summer in America, 1927. Limburg went across that big ocean into France, and he talks about how that happened, the reception he got. He talks about baseball, and you kind of understand what America was like in 1927, right before the Great Depression. It is awesome. It is so awesome. That's what I'm listening to right now. What are you listening to?
Well, I just want to say that that's the year I was born, so I might be in a book.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think he made a mention of it, I think.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, I read this book twice, but it's called Platform Get Noticed in a Noisy World. It's by Michael Hyatt. And it's a great book on how to build your platform, like your base. Like if someone's not on YouTube, what's your base? What's your website? So he talks about that and how to really expand your base into Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and all these. And he gives you step by step. Like there's some things on a website. Like we talk about Squarespace, but there's some stuff on a website like how to write a proper about me page. I'm always horrible at those. And that's one of your most important pages. And he really breaks a lot of that stuff down. If you just want to be a better internet personality, it's a book that I highly recommend. And that's one I read a few weeks ago. Then I read Tribes by Seth Godin after that. And so I get to pick another one in a couple of weeks, and I haven't decided which one yet. So
if you would like to test out any of these audiobooks, head on over to audiblepodcast.com/TWIYT, and you'll get a free credit for you to test out their service. It is absolutely great. Highly, highly recommend it. That's audiblepodcast.com/TWIYT. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I just put this in the chat room. I kind of want to see if they have Star Trek books. I've never read any of the books of the universe. I've just kind of watched the show.
You a big Trekkie?
We talked about this at the beginning of the show.
Well, I know that you were in an Enterprise, but I didn't think that was a continuing thread.
Oh no, I've watched all of them. I'm not crazy about the '60s show, but I watch all of their movies. I watch all the Kirk movies. I'm just like through Netflix. I'm flying through everything.
I'm pretty positive they have some Star Trek books.
Yeah,
I know that they have Star Wars books.
They absolutely do.
Good.
I'm about to go crazy.
This week's tip is awesome. We, before the show, took some of your suggestions from the chat room. So if you're watching live, we grabbed some of those, plucked them right out of the chat room without even telling you. And we are going to answer some of them for you today. So what do you got, Lamar?
Okay, so the first one is from Web0249.
Oh, great, great viewer. He's here every week.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How many subscribers do you need to start making decent ad revenue? And that's a good question. It's hard to answer because I'm going to be honest with you. There's some people who have 60, 80,000 subscribers, which seems like a lot, but it's really not on YouTube. And a lot of them are making more than people with 600,000. It really is about the views. And that's, I mean, if you want to get down to ad revenue, it's like, let's say you have a $3 CPM and it's, you know, cost. It actually is supposed to be cost per view. I don't know what the M stands for.
It's cost per thousand. M is the Roman numeral for a thousand.
Okay. See, I'm not Roman. Yeah. Anyway, cost per thousand. So like, say you get 10,000 views at a $3 CPM, you know, so if you just break it down, 1,000 views is $3. So, you know, $30
right
is what you get. So what it doesn't seem like a lot of money. You get 10,000 views. You're only getting $30. But what it is, it's an accumulation of your back catalog. So that's why we do so many videos. Oh, I mean, that's not the reason. But the more videos you do, right, you know, people will watch your old stuff that you don't even. I mean, it's like residual money that it just keeps flowing. And so that 30 that you made from today will get added on. You know, past views will get added on to that, and it'll build up into a sizable income. I mean, one of my Weezy Waiter, for example, I think he quit his job at 150,000 subscribers because to him, he was making a video every day. Right. So he had a big back catalog. So he was able to live off that. So it's not about subscribers. It's really about how many views you can get in that catalog. So even if you start to get just a few views here or there, you got to keep going with those videos. Yeah. Weez Radio's a good example. He did 100 videos and he had 13 subscribers or something like that, or 60. I think it was like between that. It was less than 100. And then he finally got noticed and then, you know, blew up from there. But yeah, it's not about subscribers. Just keep that in mind. It's strictly views when it comes to ad revenue.
Very good. And then the next was from Mick Butterpants, who says, Lamar Wilson tips for musician exposure on YouTube.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm not a musician.
Lamar. I listen to your Lamar Wilson every day.
I do help some young musicians to get seen out there. It really is. It's funny. It's not about YouTube when it comes to musicians. It's getting your social media pumped up. It's like getting that Twitter going, getting them excited on Instagram or, you know, wherever your other thing is. And then you bring them to your YouTube, you know, getting, I don't care, you know, you're a nice looking guy or girl, you know, put your selfies or pictures on Instagram, as silly as it sounds, on Instagram, on Tumblr, you know, that's how they're doing it. They're building audiences around, doing covers is a really good thing.
We should do a section called Chad Asks Lamar About Stuff. Because do you really think Instagram is like a thing that you gotta?
Oh, heck yes. But for these young kids, I mean,
I'm growing faster to become popular.
I'm growing faster on Instagram than I am on my Facebook page. By a factor of 2 to 1.
So I should be doing the Instagram stuff.
Dude, I'm about to
do
jump
into Vine. Do
you share
it back to Twitter? Instagram and then tweet?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I hate how they took it out of the Twitter timelines. We have to click into Instagram.
Listen, there are people who are living off Vine. Vine. 6-second videos. People are making money they can live on. It's blowing up. These are where you gotta think outside the box. Some friends of mine are making $500 to $1,000 a day on Tumblr. I'm not gonna say their names.
How?
On Tumblr.
Did they put the little Google ad revenue stuff?
Yeah. And they have a popular Tumblr. But then they take that audience and say, hey, by the way, I also do videos over here, and then it translates. You gotta, nowadays there's just too many channels. You gotta just think outside the box. And so this is why I probably will be doing that that class I told you about. I'm probably teaching a university course on YouTube.
I was asked. People about Twitter, Google Plus, Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
Well, what you do is I call it the Chris Perelloing, and I love him, by the way, I don't recommend spreading yourself too thin. You know, you pick 2 or 3 really solid ones. And a lot of the kids are not picking Facebook. Facebook does not work for them anymore. Their parents are on it now, so they're leaving. I was just talking to some kids yesterday at the benefit I was at. And like, I was just polling. I said, do you use Facebook? Like, no. And we use Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter. Those are their things.
I left Facebook 3 years ago. I was top of that revolution. Anyway, that was great. Great tip. Do you have anything else for the musician exposure? I kind of interrupted you.
No, I mean, it's really like, if you just want to focus on YouTube, it's really about the covers, making sure you got the titles in right. Unfortunately, when you do covers now, it's so restrictive. Like, I would say almost joining a network just so you could use their cover catalog might be the best thing nowadays. So they just changed the rules on those. So make it a little tougher for cover artists. If you're good at parodies, see, those are open. You know, you can make a Miley Cyrus parody on Wrecking Ball, and then they can't touch you on that, you know, if you're able to change the lyrics and make it funny. But yeah, original music is really hard to do on your own unless you're hot, British, or you got a following elsewhere. I'm just being dead honest with you.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to this last week on YouTube? Which videos did you put out?
Man, I just finished talking a lot. All right.
I know. Here, do you want me to take over?
Can you do yours first?
Absolutely. So this last week, I'm pretty pumped about the video that I made. I made two really great videos. First one is called Adventure Time Aliens. What I had to do, I know, is I make, you can basically pause at any point in these videos and you'll find some ridiculous
face that I'm in the middle of. But back to the vlog jar. It's a thing I started last week. Mm-hmm. And this week, the one that I pulled out was I had to explain a television show to an alien who probably doesn't understand our culture. And so the only way to really pull that off is to sit there and dress up, you know, like an alien. And so that's what I did in my video. That's why I'm all green and crazy Martian okay. looking like. So it was pretty funny.
You look really scary right there. That's really disturbing.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. It was
it looks fun.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Yeah. So go check that out. And then I did a building game with Dire Dwarf and normal Minecraft stuff. And today I just, 23 minutes ago, while on the show, I added some QuakeCraft playthrough.
Wow, you weren't even focused on this show. That's amazing.
It was scheduled. No. Yeah. Yeah. What have you been up to, Mr. Lamar Wilson?
Well, I'm liking my schedule now. This Monday, Wednesday, Friday. My Monday likes, Wednesday gaming, and random Fridays. So it was kind of funny. Last Friday, my Blackner Comedy, who was on here before, he hacked my channel and took it over for about a minute. But he was impersonating me, and it was really good. It was really, 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 really good. I was impressed on that one. How well he figured me out. Yeah, here it is right here.
I think it was this one.
No. The one like, you were just on.
Okay, I was just on it. Sorry, I thought that was... Okay, yeah. No, I don't know what.
Oh, now we got an ad.
I did.
I guess we better click the ad so he can get credit. Oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
So today was another likes video. And the title was, like, people like hockey. And it was just based on a conversation that... Because there is that stereotype, you know, black people don't like hockey. And so it was just something we talked about while I was at the Staples Center when the Kings were about to play. And then I talked about my camera, which I mentioned here in this show, the RX100 Mark II, which I tested. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful camera, but I can't resolve the audio issues. It's inconsistent in different areas of the room. And so I just took it back today, the $750 camera. And I took back the microphone. So I'm still on a hunt to replace my 60D because I'm sick of using an SLR for my camera.
Did you? I may have a recommendation for you.
Okay.
Keep going. I need to find it.
Yeah. That's it. And so and the gameplay videos, people are loving those. That watch them. Like I'm really happy that I'm doing those. They're really fun. And this week will be. It won't be GTA. It'll be a different, darker game.
So my question for you is, how much do you want to spend on this new camera? This might be a $2,000 camera.
The original one I was going to buy was the Canon XA20, but it was like a actual camcorder, which is still in my eye. It's about $2,000.
Yeah, well, it's your job. I mean, yeah.
Well, I can sell my 60D and that lens and get most of that back.
Right. Right.
The lens itself is like $1,500. Right. So
this is the Sony Alpha 7 or the 7R. This is a full-frame mirrorless camera. So you're going to get that full-frame sensor, which means that you're going to get like super awesome color and light into the lens. Go ahead.
No, I'll just look at it. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
I guess the first question I would ask, does it have them? A microphone input, because Sony notoriously, like the one I had, makes you use the hot shoe.
Look at that. Look at that mic input right there.
They do. Okay.
Look at that.
That's something I'll look at. Yeah. That was the problem with this one. I couldn't put my Rode mic on it.
I have not seen video footage from this. This is just announced, but it looks exciting. It's one of the very, first full frame mirrorless camera.
Yeah, I bet that is $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will put it in my list to look at. Yeah, that looks really good.
Cool. I don't even know when it drops. But that is about it for this week in YouTube. It's kind of a long episode. Sorry about that. If you would like to subscribe.
They love us.
Yeah, I hope so. If you'd like to subscribe, you can head on over to youtube.com/TWIYT. And hit the subscribe button. If for some reason you want to catch us live, you can head over to live.twit.tv every Monday at around 5 p.m. Pacific. And big thanks to Theater Monkey, who makes our Wikipedia show notes every episode.
Thank you very much.
And that about wraps it up. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Go Instagram. Instagram rocks. Woo. We should do it this week in Instagram. See all the selfies.